spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
Of your body, Israel, of them shall I, Israel.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today, in the season of the Sukkot Festival, we present a story by Irv Tunick entitled The Creation, in commemoration of United Nations Week. Featured as narrator is Raymond Edward Johnson.
It is written that in the beginning, the very beginning, even before the beginning, 2,000 years before the heavens were divided into seven, before the earth was born, before the first terrestrial morn, the Lord God created seven things. First, God made the Torah, the holy law. It was written in black fire on white fire so that its words would blaze forever. Then the divine throne was created. Paradise was placed on its right hand, and hell on its left, and the celestial sanctuary stretched before the throne. Finally, the seventh thing was created. It was a voice, and it cried aloud,
Return, ye children of men!
Came to pass, and so it is written, that 974 generations after the Lord God created the Torah, he wished to create the world. He spoke to the Torah. God spoke, saying, In thy opinion, would it be wise to create the earth? And the Torah answered,
O Lord God, truly thou art the King of kings. And truly a king must have his army, his courtiers, his attendants to do his bidding. But in this matter I am burdened with fear, I ache with danger. If thou should create the world, thou must also create man. And what shall man be? A sinner, a cheat, a thief, an ingrate. He will lie, slander, covet, murder. He will live for himself and not for the Torah.
And God replied, If there shall be sin, there shall also be repentance. I shall create the world, and I shall create man. And man shall be created in my own image. Now God called to his side justice. He summoned justice, saying to justice, Go thee and rule the earth which I am about to create. And justice went to earth, the first earth God created. Justice went to earth and ruled over all the earth, over the creatures of the earth and the men of the earth. And then God came down to earth. He came down and was displeased with the earth he had created. It is not good, said God. It is not good. I will not have it. And God then created a second earth And again justice went to rule, and again God was displeased, and his anger turned the sun to ash. It is not good, said God. I will not have it. And a third earth was created. It is not good, said God. I will not have it. And a fourth earth. And so with the fifth earth and the sixth. It is not good, said the Lord. I will not have it. Now God summoned the virtues to his presence. He summoned justice and peace. He summoned blessing, mercy, and right. He summoned the virtues. And the virtues stood before him. Justice spoke first.
It was done as my Lord God desired it to be done. I went to the earth and sat in judgment. To all I gave equal justice, to the rich and poor alike. To the farmer and the artisan, to the scholar and the yeoman. To all, judgment was given according to the law.
Then right spoke.
What is lacking then? Is it truth? No, it cannot be truth because man has the truth. He has the law. Is it faith? No, it cannot be faith because man has a soul. And the soul is the vault of faith. Is it love? No, it cannot be love because man has children. And children are love. Is it beauty? No, it cannot be beauty. Because a man is fashioned in the image of God. What is lacking then? What is needed?
And justice replied,
it is not what is lacking, but what is there. The seed of imperfection. I will prove it. Look down upon earth, upon one speck of earth. See there a man. Jacob Mitzvah.
Who calls me?
Jacob Mitzvah. Are you a pious man?
I love the Lord, my God.
Do you live by the law of God, Jacob Mitzvah?
Every breathing moment of my life.
And yet, Jacob Mitzvah, you have broken the law. You have stolen that which belonged to another. Is that not the truth? Speak.
It is the truth. I have stolen.
See there? A pious man, and yet a thief. How can I work in this clay?
Jacob Mitzvah, what did you steal?
I stole bread.
Why did you steal bread?
To feed my children. It was a bitter time, and the crop was less than normal. My master took all the wheat, even my rightful share. He took it and sold it in the market to buy jewels for his wife. When my children cried, and they always cried, they were hungry. When I could no longer stand their cries, I went to my master's house and stole bread.
And that was your crime?
I stole bread. That was my crime.
It was a crime, and he was judged according to his crime, and he was declared guilty of his crime. Pious man, but still guilty of his crime.
Justice, what is a crime?
Crime is the breaking of the law.
Crime is the breaking of the law. But is the law so unbending that it will not yield? Let there be law, and let there be wisdom in the execution of the law. Let there be law, and let there be compassion in the hearts of the judges who measure the law. Let there be law, and let the law be gentle. Let the law be filled with understanding.
The Lord appeared. Suddenly he appeared, and the Lord said, who has spoken these words?
I have spoken them, O my king.
And the Lord asked, what is thy name?
My name is Mercy.
And God smiled, and the wind was suddenly soft. God smiled, and he said, Mercy, go thou with justice to the earth. Together you will rule the world I am about to create. And as it is written, the world was created in 6 days. On the first day, God created the heavens and the earth, light and darkness, day and night. On the second day, God created the firmament, the veil between the waters above and the waters below. On the third day of creation, God ordered that the waters be gathered together and the dry land to appear. The earth, obedient, hunched itself into hills and mountains, pushed valleys apart, dug riverbeds and scratched waterways for streams. The water descended into these basins. It thrashed against its banks, hated its imprisonment, cried out aloud,
Oh, Lord, let me escape!
This is no fit preserve for the mightiest of all things created. Let me escape my prison. Let me once again flood the entire earth. Give me the acres I need for my glory.
And God was angry. He turned to the waters. God, in his anger, turned to the waters and said, Do not boast of thy strength, O water. Behold, I will order the sand to make a boundary for thee, which thou shalt not be able to pass. And the water laughed. It rippled its surface and laughed.
The sand. What can the sand do to me? My smallest wave will pass over the sand and scatter the puny particles all over the earth.
The biggest grain of sand called his brothers together.
Fear not, my brothers. True, we are small. We are weak and powerless when each is by himself. Divided, we would fly into the endless abyss if the slightest drop of water touched us. But let us unite, never to separate, and we shall become strong. And the boastful waters will know our strength and no longer despise us.
And still the water laughed. It rippled its surface and laughed. And then in a hideous fury, it flung itself upon the sand. Again and again, in furious fashion, it flung itself upon the sand. And then, because the grains of sand were united, because they lived together in peace, because they had found the strength of union, the waters tasted of defeat and recoiled. And the Lord said, I detest pride. And as it is written, on the fourth day, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the fifth day, he created the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky. On the sixth day, God created the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And as it is written, on the sixth day also God created man. With dust gathered from the four corners of the earth, God created man. When man opened his eyes, his first words were,
How great are thy works, O Lord!
God then led Adam through the Garden of Eden. And God said to Adam, See how beautiful are the works of my hands. Whatever I have created was made for thy sake. Take care lest thou spoil or destroy my world, for if thou wilt spoil it, there will be none to set it aright.
How great are thy works, O Lord.
Now God resolved to give Adam a wife. He caused Adam to fall into slumber, and God said, How shall I make Eve? I will not make her from the head of man, lest she carry her head in arrogant pride. Nor from the eye, lest she be wanton-eyed, nor from the ear, lest she be an eavesdropper. Nor from the neck, lest she be insolent, nor from the mouth, lest she be a tattler. Nor from the heart, lest she be inclined to envy, nor from the hand, lest she be a meddler, nor from the foot, lest she be a gadabout. And the Lord took a rib from Adam's side, and as he formed it into the shape of a woman, the Lord whispered, Be pure. Be pure. The wedding of Adam and Eve was a blessed occasion. God presented the bride to the groom, the angels danced, and there was joy. And now that it was done, now that creation was done, now that all things were done, all that was needed was for the Lord to press upon the earth his seal to say that it was good. He assembled the angels. All the angels were assembled, and God sat on his throne. Just then, with a swirl of wind, justice and mercy appeared. The two together, justice and mercy, they stood before the throne. Said justice,
I pray thee, O Lord, not to bless the world. It is not worthy.
Said mercy,
it is beyond redemption, almighty king.
And the Lord looked at mercy and justice. The Lord looked at them and said, What is thy complaint against my earth?
It is man. He is a baseless sinner. He defies the law. He wars against his fellow man, thinks evil of his neighbor, steals and cheats from his own flesh and blood.
It is not always that bad. Some men are faithful in their own peculiar fashion. A man is good to his wife. He's good to his family. He is even good to his friends. One might even agree that each man can be good to one another. But that is not the source of the trouble.
It is when man forms little circles with other men.
Then it is not man against man, but circle against circle, group against group. This is the evil we cannot mend.
A man from this family hates a man from that family.
A man from this town hates a man from that town.
A man from this state hates a man from that state.
A man from this nation hates a man from that nation.
And the Lord listened to justice and mercy. He listened to them and said, Go thee back to my earth and tell my people of the earth to form themselves into one bundle, so that one man is to another man as a father is to a son. Justice and mercy returned to the earth, appealed to the people of the earth, told them to form themselves into one bundle as the Lord God commanded. And so at a certain time in a certain city, the rulers of the world gathered, kings of mighty nations, ministers from minor tribes, diplomats, statesmen, secretaries, and specialists of protocol. They gathered in this certain city for the purpose of binding themselves together into one bundle as the Lord commanded. And it started with debate. And the debate rose to argument, and the argument swelled to anger, and the anger became passion, and passion flung justice aside and mercy, and all the world trembled in fear. And And the Lord saw this, and his anger split mountains asunder, cried the Lord, I will not have it. I will not see man barter away the lives of other men as a butcher barters beef. I will not have it. If a man does not want peace, I will not have man. As I have created man, so shall I destroy him. Now the angels gathered close to the throne. They gathered close and were eager to sing their praise of the Lord. But the Lord motioned them to silence. He was prepared to pass judgment. The angel Shamael flew to the gates, flung open the gates, and listened. There was nothing but a pillar of silence stretching from the earth to heaven. And the angel stirred, and there was tension and fear, anxiety, and silence. Just then, from off in the velvet distance, a voice was heard. The melody was as sweet as a sunrise, as warm as a baby, as rich as a kiss. The voice of the people flew up from the earth, begging forgiveness, asking for mercy. And this was the prayer.
Grant us forgiveness for the sake of those who were slain for thy holy name, who were slaughtered proclaiming thy unity, who went through fire and water for the sanctification of thy name. Do it for the sake of the sucklings at the breast, for the sake of weaned infants who have not trespassed, for the sake of peoples in houses of instruction. Do it for thy sake, if not for ours. Do it for thy sake, and save us.
And now the Lord cried, and his tears flowed, and he knew the prayer of Israel, and he stayed his hand. He said, not yet, not yet. And so the Lord waits. He waits for the dawn of the true seventh day. He waits for the Sabbath of peace.
Oh, men of earth! Why do you deny the Lord God rest from his labors? After all these uncounted generations, the seventh day is not yet.
Now we take great pleasure in presenting Major Aubrey Eben, speaking from Paris, France. We take you now to Paris.
As I speak to you, Professor, the nations of the world are assembled for critical decisions on the future of the Holy Land. The revival of Jewish statehood after 2,000 years presents itself to the world community as an unexampled triumph of faith and historic tenacity. But although the existence of the State of Israel is an evident fact, recognized with pride and respect by our friends, but also recognized, though with reluctance, by our enemies, that does not mean that all is safely accomplished and attained. There lies before our delegation a supremely important task: to stand guard upon the political and territorial integrity of our state. The Negev is a part of Israel, just as Arizona is a part of the United States. No legal power anywhere exists, not even in the General Assembly of the United Nations, whereby a part of an existing state may be detached from it without its consent. We therefore firmly reject the proposals of the mediator's report to award the greater part of Israel to Arab states. The Negev, or the Negev, north and south, is not merely a part of Israel. It is that part of the country to which the highest value is attached.